This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to be starting the one and only drag Instagram on the entire internet. As you know, Drag Her is always revolutionary. We're always doing something that no one else has ever thought to do. And so we thought, why not talk about drag on Instagram? What a treat. We're so excited to have today's guest, who I'll be letting in shortly. I'll say, go ahead and support us however you see fit. We're doing this live for free. But if you donate, that'd be cool. You can support me at my PayPal and Venmo, at Monogapian. Very fun. Very good for all of you. And Crystal will be dropping hers, shortly. Oh, I think I see Crystal joining us. Ooh, we're excited to have her. And should we just let her in? What do you say? Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Okay. I'm viewing the request and so exciting. Wow. Internet and technology. Who knew? And please ask us your questions. Oh my God.
Hello.
You bitch.
Hello.
You gorgeous.
It's the world's foremost Gottmik impersonator.
The one and only.
Let me just pop a filter on so we can pretend it's this gorgeous. Yes, hello.
Hi, if you're not gotting Mick, you're not doing drag, you know?
That's right. That's absolutely right. I've been obsessed with her for fucking ages. And, isn't she doing well?
Isn't she killing it? And, you know, she's having a story on the season that's like, I doubt myself, but we all know, like, she's an incredible performer.
Yeah.
Crystal. Hi, nice gorgeous. How are you?
Great. I've got a little vodka tonic and
good.
Because
you're in the damn UK, aren't you?
You know it, babes.
I love it. Are you live? Yeah. You've lived there all the way through the whole season and before.
I've been here for like 12 years now.
That's amazing. Amazing. Yeah. And Canada's home before that.
Canada's home before that. But that's why you'll hear, I sound like Madonna now. So, like, what the fuck is wrong with my accent?
So, like a woman who refuses to leave music. Got it.
Wizened, but surprisingly muscular.
almost alarmingly so. Well, look, we watch your thirst traps. We know that she's a fit queen, and we're mad at you for being so gorgeous in every gender expression.
Oh, stop it!
I'm serious. You're a monster.
Well,
you're...
thank you, babes. And I listened to your podcast. There was a little bit of Drag Race in my life, so I had to.
There's like, a lot.
I had to take a pause, but I listened religiously when you were talking about us. And I really enjoyed your game show podcast. So it's nice to be like having a face with a voice that I know very well.
That's so nice. Thank you. I didn't know anyone listened to, especially the game show chunk. Oh my God. Well, thank you. I loved UK.
Sorry, I think you're lulz.
Thank you. You fucking sweet, amazing man. You're amazing, Crystal. I'm so gagged. I have a million questions for you. First of all, I just want to ask you about your new pod. What's this?
What's happening?
Talk to me.
So it's called The Things That Made Me Queer. And how to explain it? Do you know Desert Island Discs? It's like a really long-running British
radio. I don't.
Radio.
But,
okay.
So I don't. Like, but the title is already... I'm already on board with the title.
Yeah. So Desert Island Discs is like... it's a super long-running radio show here in the UK. It's been going for like 50 years. And they bring on celebrity guests and they have to say what albums they would be marooned with on a desert island. And this is kind of like the gay version of that. But instead of what you're going to get marooned with, it's like what made you into the gay that you are today. So we talk about like pop culture moments. We talk about...
I love it.
You know, serious stuff too. But like, it's just like, it's a window into what makes all of us weirdos kind of tick.
I'm with you. And to be very UK, Robbie Williams, The Ego Has Landed.
I'll see. I was thought you were gonna say rock DJ.
No, I was even look when Millennium came out, I was like, who is this man? Who is this man? Because I wasn't familiar with him before, but I'm obsessed.
The thing with Robbie Williams is that because I was in like junior high in Canada when he came out as well, and we were all like, oh my God, this cool British guy. He's so cool and British. And like here he is a monster, and like it is very uncool to like Robbie Williams.
Oh no,
very uncool. It's like it's almost like Nickelback levels.
No, I mean that makes sense. That makes sense.
It does.
No,
but he was fit in the Rock DJ video, and definitely sure a sexual awakening.
That was an awakening for me of like, how dare he? How very dare he?
Yeah,
that and I mean Garbage Version 2.0.
Did we?
That's so queer to me too.
I mean, Shirley Manson has remained an untouched icon. She like, you know how you just like some people just lose it, but she has not lost it. I'm obsessed with Shirley Manson so much.
I fucking love her, and she's always just been such a advocate for everyone. Oh, I love her, and I met her, and she was amazing. And you know,
my second drag performance was to Garbage.
Oh.
I did The World Is Not Enough.
A great song.
It's
one of the best Bond songs, hands down. Sorry, I'm biased.
No, I'm with you.
Can we tell me about your stunning, incredible camouflage look? Parisian
like
camouflage mime.
On my head.
Yeah.
So this is like the version 2.0 of the look I wore on Drag Race with the flowers all over it. I just thought I would try something like a slightly different
I'm seeing it.
It's all asymmetrical.
Stunning.
There you go.
Stunning. Oh, wow. That's a real treat for the live. That's worth the price of admission. And speaking of, support us by, first of all, listening to your new pod when it comes out. And support us. I'm going to be real right now and ask y'all to support us on Venmo, Cash App. I'm at my name. I'm at Mono Agapian. If you'd like to plug yours, you may, Crystal.
Sure. But we don't have like simplified payment schemes in the UK. We don't have the Venmos. We don't have the Cash Apps. But if you want to support me, then go buy some merch. The link's in my bio. And you can subscribe to my podcast, and that would be absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, I can't wait. The Things That Made Us Queer?
Yeah, The Things That Made Me Queer.
The Things That Made Me Queer. Yes, go subscribe. Okay, well, let's jump into this app because I'm so gagged you're giving us any time. What do you think? What do you think of the new season in a nutshell? What do you think?
I find it so refreshing in the Drag Race franchise. And I don't know if it's hard for me to separate how I feel about it, like, because so many of my friends are on it. So mm-hmm. I'm already just having fun watching my friends be stupid.
Yeah.
But I do find it, I think it's got a completely different energy than any other franchise in the Drag Race universe.
I think it's keeping the Drag Race legacy alive.
Yeah, it's stupid. It doesn't take itself too seriously. No one's, mm-hmm. I don't know, the expectations are different. And I don't really know why that is, because we all have watched the same show. But
totally.
It's like we can give them a pass on like the messy bits and just enjoy the ride.
Yes. To quote season 3, I mean, everyone on UK is team talent. Like, that is never that is never an issue for UK queens. You're just like, yeah, I'm funny. I can do the acting challenge. I'm ready to go. And then now the only thing that UK has had to elevate is the looks, quote unquote. But that's fucking easy. mm-hmm. Buying mm-hmm. a garment or, you know, and that's not to discredit queens who create their own looks, but like the talent side of it is so raw and present in UK.
Yes, that's it. And I think even the fashion sensibility, like Bimini last night, like, okay, that was a little rough around the edges, mm-hmm. her hometown look, but that's a sensibility that I absolutely adore and I think is quintessentially East London. And
love.
Like, I want to see a bit of tape.
I love it.
You know, I like that little, that bit of roughness.
I mean, that's what I liked about season 1, too, where it was just like, we're not pressed about that. We're not too worried about that, you know?
The only thing I will say is, like, on the challenges, like last night, where it's 90% about what you're actually wearing on the runway,
mm-hmm.
it would be nice to see that, like, reflected a bit more in the judging. Because I think it is important to have those challenges, too. Mm-hmm. And I think some people got a pass last night that maybe shouldn't have, and I fully dispute the bottom queens, and I'm not gonna name names, but
totally, like, I was gagged too. I was like, Joe, so iconic. Gagged.
Yeah,
I know about Joe, and I'm a dumb American. You know, like, so I was like, it was hard to see a legendary queen that you can just tell is just has so much juice and creativity to give, go home first. I was like, that's rough.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I guess what I would say about Joe is that I felt like she looked like she was in her head. Mm-hmm. And having known her, like, I was like, you are, this is hard for you. So, but that's completely understandable. And, you know, I think if things were fair, she would not have been in that bottom and she would have had a bit more time to kind of get used to the surroundings that she found herself in. Because that Bowie look, I think that Bowie look was sick. And
it was great.
And it was 100% recognizable as David Bowie. Like,
absolutely.
Like, that's the Bowie I think of. I know most people would probably go Lightning Bolt first, but like, I think Life on Mars for me is more iconic.
Yeah, I mean, I was immediately Bowie to me. I was like, I get it. The effort, the details, the sparkliness. I was like, this is not bottom. Like, this is...
No,
not at all. But she was, and like her hometown look, I don't get it because I'm a dumb American. But what did you think of the Brighton look?
I thought it was gorgeous.
I mean, it looked good to me. I didn't know. I couldn't be like, that's not Brighton. I had no clue. No.
But like, it's always going to be a stretch when you're trying to make something that, like, it's, unless you're actually going to wear a building, like, cut out on your body.
Yes,
it's not going to look like the building. And to be fair, the outside of the building is white, but the inside of the building is fucking gold. It's very gold.
Well, look, we all learned from Vinegar wearing the River Thames that we probably shouldn't. We probably shouldn't.
Poor Vinegar.
Poor Vinegar. I mean, she's incredible. When you did God Shave the Queens, I mean, I feel like, and I watched every second of that, because I was like, this is such a fun, joyous expose for everyone's talent. Like, I feel like more people need to see that vinegar.
Yes. Oh my gosh, she's so good. I love that she was like, I'm opening this show, and not only am I going to open the show overnight, but I'm going to do a 15-minute set. Good luck getting this mic off me. Like, every night of the tour, her set is a little bit longer. She's like, I'm taking this moment.
I get it. I get it, especially from girls who probably only watch the show, and they're like, you don't know how to construct a garment. And you're like, I don't. Yeah. I know how to entertain.
And yeah, she was super entertaining, and she's got a great voice, and she's just like, I have so much time. I have all the time for Vinegar.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's incredible. So, okay, I have a million questions, but to kind of make it not so overbearing, what look would you have done to celebrate gay British London icons? There's a lot.
Yeah, there is a lot. I think I probably would have done a Susie Sue look, Susie and the Banshees, like that 80s punk.
Totally. I don't know what that is, but totally.
You don't know who that is. That's fine.
I'm dumb.
Susie Sue is like a new wave. She's the grandmother of goth.
Oh, rad.
So, like, what Bimini did with Princess Julia was like, that's kind of where that scene came from. It's like Susie Sue was hanging out with Vivian Westwood, was hanging out with the Sex Pistols. It was like a very 80s thing. And yeah, if you're a goth, then Susie Sue is your goddess.
Mm-hmm. Love it. I have to do
really
my homework.
Extreme makeup, like huge black hair. And she's still knocking around. Like, you'll still see her like here and there around London. And she's, she's iconic.
I love it. Oh my God, I love it. I love it.
You'd know some of her songs.
I bet.
Batman Returns, when Batman is dancing with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay, yeah.
That is Susie and the Banshees.
Susie Sue.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Amazing. Okay, great.
She recorded an original song for the Showgirls soundtrack. I mean...
No. Yeah. Different places?
Different places.
Whoa.
No, it wasn't called different.
I love it. Okay, I do really appreciate British queerness. I've said this before, I'll say it again. I love how bored British people are by their queerness sometimes. You know what I mean? Because because they're just like, I'm a fag. Get over it. Like, and I really think America needs more of that. Which is why I probably would have done a Pet Shop Boys look with a dummy or like a paper. I'll be one of them and then I have a paper dummy for the other one.
That's fine.
But I also...
Yeah, I was thinking, what would you do for Pet Shop Boys? Like...
I mean, they wear like tracksuits, right?
Yeah, it's not like... I can't think of an iconic look, but an iconic moment.
Another one I would have done is Sharon. I would have done Sharon Osbourne just laughing her ass off at X Factor contestants.
Yeah.
Just losing her mind. That would have been fun for me.
What about if someone had come out as Chanel, the African Grey?
Perfect.
Chanel!
And just like, and like Lauren said, you could have, I also would have accepted the Disgusting Lady as an icon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She's a gay icon. No doubt.
Fully. And I love that we're getting like, from Ginny Lemon, we're getting nonstop Elton John, gay icon realness. Just in the workroom.
I mean... This cast is so exciting. 12 girls now. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to ask you, I mean, we're going to just quickly talk about the gals. They're all incredible. When you went to do the show, was it harder than you thought it would be?
Yes.
Yeah.
So much harder. So
sleep deprived.
Yeah, sleep deprived. And like a real feeling of isolation. You can't talk to anyone really.
Yeah.
And just like, because they're making a TV show and it's a competition TV show, like they're not really trying to help you succeed. They're trying to help you kind of screw up and like watch,
totally.
see how that pressure affects you. And Like, I was totally naive to all of that. And mm-hmm. I was like, all I have to do is go in there and be a good drag queen. But I was like, but actually it turns out you have to go in there and be a really good reality TV star as well. And I was...
Do you wish you picked more fights?
Yeah. I wish I just like, I wish I just had more fun. Because I was like, I was very stressed about doing a good job as a drag queen.
I mean, you did incredible. You were one of the queens. I mean, it was so, that whole season was impossible to guesstimate who would go home win. Cause I was just like, you're all sickening. I wasn't like, this is the top three. I was just like, I have no idea. And I was a little sad when you went home, but.
Me too, babes.
Me too. Oh man. Okay. So we'll just do an overall impression on each of these queens. They're too sickening. So if any opinions come up from the entrance look or the runway, yell them out. We talked about Joe Black. Any other thoughts on Joe Black?
Shame we're not going to see more of Joe Black, because Joe Black is very funny, is a great singer, like a consummate host, like a kind of that Vinegar Strokes kind of thing of like, can just hold a room very easily.
I bet. And only 30. Only 30. Only 30?
I mean, allegedly.
Only 30. 30? I'm going to keep saying it because I couldn't tell if it was just a casting stunt or what, but I was okay.
We'll never know. We will never know.
We'll never know.
I am the second oldest in the cast of Drag Race UK, so anything is possible.
Yeah, yeah. Couldn't tell. There's a
Thank
lot,
you.
Lot
That's
of
what
gals.
I was fishing for.
Look, a lot of gals are giving you a run for your money on that front. I'll be the first to say. Okay, so Estina. Wow. She's stunning, and I really love her point of view.
The only drag competition... No, that's not true. I've competed in two drag competitions, and she beat me in that one, in one of them.
Like, damn.
Yeah, but obviously, she's amazing. She is... Yeah, she's like an iconic London queen. She's everywhere. She's gorgeous. She's a dancer.
Incred. Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's stunning. Love everything about her point of view. I also was like, she felt like the winner to me. I was between her and Lawrence, but they both did great.
It made sense. Yeah. I'd say everything was simple, but it was like effectively simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Real, real cute. And in that tennis challenge, which was so goofy. Really gaggy.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Well, Ginny's next. Miss Ginny Lemon. What a maniac.
Yeah.
Love
it. Did you have any, like, pre-knowledge of Ginny Lemon?
Yes, because I'm obsessed with X Factor auditions. And she has an X Factor audition where they're just...
Yes, she does.
They put a straight... They, like, literally put a straight jacket on her in the room. They're like, yeah. You have to go...
Does she do Kate Bush?
I don't know what she does.
I can't remember.
I think she sings a very unique, strange song, and I can't remember what it was. But that was my exposure to her, and then I was like, this is the Pokemon evolution of Bag of Chips.
Yes.
That the fans want. And I they're totally different queens, but this is what the fans want.
Yeah. Yeah, fully. She's fitting that slot very nicely, and mm-hmm. I think she's going to just get more bananas.
I bet. Oh, I love it. I wonder if they'll be like, girl, you need to give us something different. Can you give us something different? Or if they'll be like, do you?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
It's hard for me because I do know things about the season. So I'm like,
Got it. You're playing. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your diplomaticity, as we say in America. We're known for our diplomaticity, as you can tell from...
Diplodocus.
I slept with him. He was great. Okay, so next, Tia Coffey. Tia Coffey. One of the best names ever. She's lovely.
Something Wong's drag sister.
Oh, I didn't know that. Fun.
Yeah. So I have never seen Tia Coffey perform, and I've only met her once. But I have a feeling that she will be a force to be reckoned with. Kind of a dark horse.
She's funny because she gets underestimated by some of the queens.
Yeah.
And but she gets like Alan Turing.
She doesn't give a shit about the look. She's there to entertain. So I think that will be fun to watch.
She's so funny. Truly, UK queens are so funny. Just heard being like, don't be out of breath when you pick me up was so funny.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, exactly that. And you could tell she was like completely unfazed by like having a chat with RuPaul.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I remember doing our photo challenge and just walking into that room and RuPaul standing there with a camera and me being like, this is really fucking intimidating. Like, what am I supposed to say to you? Like, what can I say to you that you have never heard before?
Right.
Like, oh, it's just, and then, yeah, Tia Coffey just goes in and is just like absolutely effortless. So that's a real skill.
It's hard, right? You look at RuPaul and you're either like, you either have to be fucking hilarious or tell her that you were left at a bus stop. Like, those are your two options.
There's no in between. Everything else might as well be dead.
Everything else, she's like, I don't know about that. I don't know. Yeah. I worry for you.
Yeah, she goes, huh.
I mean, you know it way too well. My God. But okay, so next is Bimini. Bimini, whose name I forget because it's
Bimini
so...
von Boulash.
Is this a reference that I don't get or it's just hilarious? So. Okay, great.
I've never asked though, but actually, funny enough, Bimini, the other drag competition that I have ever entered, Bimini beat me. So you're better.
So what you're saying is you're better.
I have never gotten over that.
Well, okay. Will you compete in All-Stars, like International All-Stars when it happens?
If they want me.
I think they would. I think they would.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. I don't know, because some queens are like, I can't do it again. And some queens are like, I will do it again.
No, I could always use more attention.
Especially these days. My God.
Yeah, seriously. Now, Bimini is probably the person I know the best on the cast.
Cool.
She is fucking hilarious. And she has worked so hard. Like, I was there for her first ever drag performance, which is when she beat me. And it was probably like my 10th drag performance. Mm-hmm. And like watching her evolution since then has been incredible. And she's like, she's so funny. She's so genuine. And I've just, yeah, I'm a huge Bimini stan. So.
Love it. Yeah, she's incredible. And she impressed me. And I love her confessional look. My God. Yeah. Once again, that's what I mean. She's bored by her queerness. She's like, I don't care. I'm going to wear the fucking chopped neon, a fur, and a red lightning bolt. Like, I don't care.
Well, everything's been done. You've got to figure out a new way to look edgy. It's getting more and more difficult.
So hard.
Look at me right now.
You look so gorgeous. It's like
I've got
shocking.
A pizza made of camo.
Yeah. I truly feel like I'm at the penultimate stage of a video game, you know, where you meet like the enrobed goddess who like lets you into the final dungeon. That's my fantasy right now.
You're welcome. Please enter.
Okay, next is Lawrence Cheney.
Is like a Scottish drag legend, despite somehow being 23. I didn't understand that.
Question mark.
Woo! But I've never met Lawrence, but like, Lawrence, like, if you hear someone talk about Scottish queens, Lawrence comes up. Like, it's just, like, known. And I think you can kind of see that in the show, like, already. Confident. Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
I love her. Yeah. I love her. Like, she's just effortlessly hilarious. She's charming. Her drag is stunning.
That moment was really sweet where she was, like, kind of saying, I don't want to take the face off because I'm not ready to feel like me again.
Yeah.
That was really powerful. I loved that.
That's really powerful and sweet and honest. And yeah, that is so wild. Like we're in such an interesting place in queerness where like the queer world is embracing drag in a new way, but then that's going to come with new challenges like this of like, oh, I've grown up with my drag identity so much, mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time leaving it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's like, it's kind of like a video game sort of thing where I can imagine a dystopian world where you like live in the video game and you don't want to ever come out.
Totally.
Like,
totally.
Kind of like your...
That one's fucked up with the evil bad man. With the evil bad man. How do you feel? Like, what's your relationship to your drag like, and has it evolved since after the show?
Yeah, it really has. I think there's just been more of like a blending of the two. Like, I can access the drag confidence now out of drag, whereas before maybe I needed all of the stuff to feel the fantasy. Now I could probably still have, for example, this conversation, mm-hmm. not in drag. Like, I wouldn't feel any different.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does make sense.
And
you've always kind of painted, maybe it's not easier, but like, you've always been fascinated with using the gender spectrum in your drag. Like, so maybe that helps you access your different sides.
I've never felt like I've created a fully new character where I guess, maybe that is the case for some drag queens.
Yes.
That is a different person.
I 100% agree with you. Because I've had this conversation with Judy, which when we hosted a really crunchy drag show, and she feels like when she's in drag, she's a new person. And I'm like, I think I'm just me.
Yeah. Like, me extra.
Yeah. Just me extra. Just like cuntier. That's pretty much it. Love her. And she's going to be a laugh. So next we have Cherry Valentine.
Oh, yes.
Great.
Yeah. I'm
fun. Freddie Mercury, Darlington.
Yes. Polished.
Mm-hmm.
Good time girl.
Mm-hmm. Like,
good for a laugh. I actually really love a polished queen, and I think it just shows a level of dedication to like get all of those bits right. And so like for her and for Ellie, for example, I'm just like, you're really good at drag, and I really respect that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Cherry's got an aesthetic that is really that I really respond to, which is kind of like a little bit dark, a little bit sexy, a little bit mean, and I think that's I'm into that. So I'm really looking forward to her runways and to just watching.
Yeah, and she seemed like she's a fun girl to talk to. Like when you're just like, oh yeah, I'll hang out with you.
Yeah,
hang
exactly.
out with you.
Like a puppy. Yeah.
Yes, and the sooty look. I live. You live.
The sooty look was good.
The sooty look. Come on.
I didn't get it, but I liked it.
I mean, you don't want to know what I assumed because I'm too ignorant to assume, but I was like, Dickinson? Chimney Sweep? Chimney Sweep?
Janice
Dickinson, yes, who wrote Great Expectations, Janice Dickinson.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think we... Oh, my God. Moving along. No, please, call me a dumb cunt because I am. Next is Veronica Green.
Yes.
She gave us some Boy George. She's
stunning.
Boy
George was really good. And that red gown was like, ah, so gorgeous.
I actually
had to rewind to watch it again, that red gown. I was obsessed.
It was unbelievable. The proportion. I was like, whoa. Yeah.
That dress and then the Freddie Mercury Hoover were two of the things I was like, how did they get those in their suitcases?
Right.
There's a limit on what you're like, how much you can bring. Like, and also you make a real choice when you bring a big thing. You're like, well, that's that. Now I have to wear bathing suits for two other
times. Right.
Yeah.
Because is it five? Is it five pieces of luggage or more?
I can't remember. Four or five, something like that. Yeah.
So it's so crazy.
There's like a weight limit on each as well. So it's a challenge.
I'm sure it's fucking so hard. I can only imagine. And there's been scandals about that in other seasons, of course, of like, what did you bring in? What did you not?
Yes.
If you haven't seen it, I recommend the second season of Thailand. There's
I haven't seen it, no.
There's some good scandals about that.
Oh,
there's
really?
Really good scandals. Mm-hmm. There's I don't want to give it away, but there's a big scandal. They bring it to the main stage. It's great. It's great. So, next, it's petty as hell. Next is Ahura.
Yes.
Giving Vivian, giving Nottingham. What do you think?
Yes. So I think Ahura is incredibly, incredibly talented. In the same way that like Gothy on our season has an eye on the future of drag, which you might not know from watching, but like if you follow what they do after and like their aesthetics and the way they present themselves, I am obsessed with Ahura. If you don't follow Ahura, like you need to, because her looks, her concepts, everything is so, 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 so good. And I think she's going to end up being really funny and charming too. And I like that she's just been like honest with people.
Yeah.
If you ask a question, get an honest answer.
It's probably going to behoove her to be a little confrontational in this series. So
yeah.
She said right to Tia and someone else being, maybe as she was like, I thought Tia and Estina were going to be in the bottom, which is like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, she was Tia, your wig was thirsty. And Tia's like, what? Meanwhile, we all saw tennis balls actually getting stuck in that wig.
But I feel
like
Tia
Velcro.
I bet Tia was triggered, right? She was like, this is a natural hairstyle. Like, I heard her saying that, and I was like, ooh, that's going to be prickly, you know?
Yeah. 100%.
That's prickly. And
but the thing is, if someone says to you, who did you think was going to be in the bottom? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the safe way to answer that?
No, there's no way. But too, which I love, she was like, based on your entrance, right? She was like, based on your entrance, you know, which is like, but what about my runway? It's good TV.
Yeah, it's good TV. And you know, there was some producer whispering in the ear of being like, ask her who she thought was should have been in the bottom.
Right. Were you ever goaded into being cunty or pokey?
They just move you along sometimes if they think like, oh, that conversation is played out.
And movement.
Sometimes they need to give you a little poke because you're tired.
They give you an emotional sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Like, guys, I know you're tired and you'd probably just like to sit quietly, but maybe you could have a chat.
Right. It's an anal douche for the subconscious. They just want to push it along, get it going. Next is sister.
Ah, obsessed.
Love her.
Yeah, my kind of drag. I thought her Dusty Springfield was amazing. I didn't see her in the bottom either.
No, because, yeah, they kind of put her in that almost bottom territory, I guess.
Yeah, she was bottom three, wasn't she?
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought her Liverpool look was really fun, too. It really said Liverpool. It is exactly that. Like, the women go out in the morning with the rollers in their hair for the evening later, pushing a pram, smoking a fag, and, like, going to the shops in their slippers, in their pajamas. Like, it's incredible to behold.
I love it.
It's fully true. And now, I think she really kind of captured that essence.
It gave, and I don't know if they're from Liverpool, but it gave me Ab Fab vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
that.
Great. Exactly, yes, that. Good. Yeah, it was great. It was great. Probably some agitation.
They are not, Ab Fab are not from Liverpool, but that energy.
And that was your British lesson of the day. Okay, Ellie Diamond, and I need a lot of these, by the way. Ellie Diamond gives us Lily Savage and Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, confusing. That was the lesson for me. No.
Right?
No. It's like, that's Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
That was Freddy Krueger, mama. Yeah.
But it turns out that's what Dennis the Menace here looks like, so.
Totally.
The more you know.
Rainbows. The more you know is really what it is. I loved her look. She's having this fun storyline with Lawrence, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, maybe has created some drag for Lawrence, is younger, has this underdog sort of...
When you're 23 or 21, does younger really come into it? Or are you both just fetuses?
No, they're both fetuses, and they're just giving her the, if you will, the British Valentina edit. You know, yes. Why are you good at this?
Yeah. Well, why is she good at this?
I don't know.
It's so confusing.
I don't know.
She's so good at it. Her face is so gorgeous.
Really gorgeous. Almost in kind of a signature sort of style. Like we're starting to figure out. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm angry. I'm bitter. I'm bitter.
You should be. You've already established that. I'm kidding. So wait, Taste finally is also giving us gorgeous Naomi, a dragon look. What do we think?
So Taste is another queen that I know quite well on the cast. And I'm just so happy Taste is on our TVs. Like, she is so funny and stupid and full of life and
love it
and gorgeous. Like, I have seen her do numbers like a Prince number where she basically spends the entire time walking onto the stage just looking gorgeous, and then she'll lip sync for about 30 seconds and then she walks off and everyone is like, thank you so much for that.
So leaves them wanting more, literally.
Yeah, but like, you feel like this otherworldly presence when Taste is around, because she is just that stunning.
Love it.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. She seemed incredible. I loved her look. I agree. It's tough, you know, being safe after as well as she did is tough, but it's going to happen with as many now.
Someone just said, I saw Tace in Asda, which is really all you need to know.
That's a grocery store, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's like a budget one.
Okay. That's the key piece I didn't know. That's the key piece I did not know. Okay. I love it. She's incredible. I liked her. She's a budget queen. I can't wait to see her do more. And I love their conversation that her and Nastina brought up of like, you know, there's not a ton of POC British icons to look up to.
100%.
Let's be the change we want to see in the world.
Yeah.
So we've got
two more.
We got two more. And we did it. Untucked is good and cunty. Astina wins. And Joe and Bimini lip sync against one another. Any thoughts on this?
I thought it was a good lip sync.
Yeah, I did too. It was relax.
Great song.
What
a great song.
I was shocked by Bimini's acrobatic talent.
Yes, I know.
And I thought she did it well.
Yeah, and I like that she kind of saved it for the end. She is East London's bendiest bitch. And
looks like it.
Yeah, she did not let you forget it.
And she had she gave a lot of fun face at stupid good moments.
Yeah, that's I think Joe did a great job with that lip sync too, actually. And
I do too.
I think it was very close. They like lingered on Joe doing a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of made it look like the bit wasn't working.
Right, which is like, walk the plank.
It really felt like that, didn't it? But I also felt like if they had just cut to a judge laughing at the exact same time, it would have, like, they just basically used a longer cut to make it really clear who, I think that means it was close. Or maybe that bit that Joe did didn't work in the room, but.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, it happens. It felt, whatever. It happens all the time in Drag Race where it's like one creative risk is like, it's grounds for burial, which is like, okay, calm down. I would rather them be like, this was a good lip sync and this is hard.
Yeah, this was exactly. Close.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totes. And yeah, I can't think of, everything else I have to say is not nice, so.
Well, I love it. That was it. That was the episode. I am so glad you're here. I hope some of your sisters will come on and do this too so we can support them and talk about the show. How else can we support you? Remind us, Crystal.
You can book me on Cameo.
Yes.
You can buy some merch and you can click the link in my bio and subscribe to my podcast right now.
And yes.
Beyond that, I'll just take your likes and your comments and your adulation because it's really all I feed on.
Yeah, and you're hungry. You're a hungry
I'm
gal.
I'm very, very hungry.
Is the OnlyFans coming?
times are not yet that desperate, but you never know.
Well, I think you have a career.
Those days are behind me. That was like an early 20s moment for me.
Totally. Well, you know, if you ever decide to become a Bellamy exclusive, you know.
Again, we're talking 15 years ago.
Great. Well, I can't wait till the leak hits OMG blog and you become.
If the nudes were going to leak, they would have by now.
Ah, damn. Great. Good. Well, Crystal, you're incredible. Thank you so much for talking Drag Race with us.
So nice to meet you face to face.
And I hope you'll come talk 13 sometime.
I'd love to.
Great. Anytime. I would love to have you. I'll bug you.
Great. Thanks for having me. Thank you to everyone who watched. Hi, Amelia. And hi, everyone else that I haven't seen. And you're all the best.
You're all. are so loved. We'll be saving this to our Instagram so that you can watch it later if you weren't able to watch it live. Support me on Venmo and Cash App. I mean, I'm sorry, Venmo and PayPal, because I'm a hungry bitch. At my name, Manu Agapian. Listen and subscribe to Drag Race, our only Drag Race podcast. This is the only one in the whole internet, Drag Her. Leave us a review on Apple, all that stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Till next time. Thank you, gorgeous. Bye.
Nice to see you. Mwah.
You too. Bye. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.